Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And from Wreck My Podcast, Craigor.
Whoa.
We are on the second issue of this Flash arc, issue number 341. And if you'd like to listen to our previous coverage, check out this past issue, or past episode, as well as episodes 6 through 8, 109 through 115, and 148 through 154.
Although I will urge you when you're listening to 6 through 8.
6 through 8. Just be brutal.
Be like, gentle. Look, we suck.
That was literally our first couple episodes.
And I'm actually fairly certain we were both sick when we recorded that.
Probably. Because we had to re-record it.
Yeah. But, yeah. Oh, and the comics kind of sucked too, so it's not our fault.
Well, no, the 6 through 8 was Reverse Flash actually dying.
Oh, that's right. Those ones were good.
Spoiler alert. Gosh.
Spoiler alert for a book that's 30 years old. 35 years old. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's older than me, so.
It's older than me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so are we.
I don't think it's older
You're
than me.
You're just a wee lad.
Hey, wee latte. Let's go, all right?
Okay. So we'll hop into this issue, and this is actually ultimately the beginning of the trial. Like, actually starting the trial.
As opposed to the last, 55 episodes that we've covered that have just been leading up to the trial.
It was only 20.
Only?
Actually, I think it was, 11.
Only 20, that's, an entire story arc for, a normal comic?
Anymore, yeah. Actually, well, most story arcs now, about 6 issues. Like, back in the 80s and 90s, their story arcs were big, about 15 to 20 issues. And nowadays, if it's that long, it's an event.
Yeah, so, I guess that's true.
So, yeah. But let's go ahead and get into this issue. And we start out, the Flash has just come running into the trial. Ah!
Did you just do a Flash theme song?
Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
Come on.
Flash Gordon.
Hell yeah.
He'll save every one of us.
Thank you, Queen. And this is why our podcasts are 30 minutes long. Okay.
So you got Slater starting off with I'd like to begin with my remarks with a formal announcement. We've dropped the manslaughter charges against the Flash.
And the Flash is like, what? This is great. He's like, this is amazing. And then Cecile's like, yeah, don't celebrate too much right now.
And he's like, we're changing it to second degree murder charges because we're pretty sure that he intended to murder the Reverse Flash. My thing about it is, if they change the charges, wouldn't they have to reschedule the date for the trial and everything because they're...
In theory, yes, but Cecile also said that they had a meeting about it, and the judge agreed to it.
So she technically had some time to
prepare. She was going to get a hold of Flash, but he was...
Detained.
Kidnapped, quote-unquote kidnapped.
He was hanging out in a cave with his new buddy.
Yep. Oh, he says abducted, sorry.
Not abducted, same thing.
So she couldn't actually tell him... Like, this is what's going on. So we get past that. We go to... While everybody's in the courtroom, we go to Central City Bank, and we have Mirrormaster coming out of the side of it. He had just robbed it.
Which, by the way, Mirrormaster, he has mirrors that can deflect bullets?
No, they absorb bullets.
Oh, this one in particular absorbs bullets. I know the Mirrormaster... Later on, he's actually able to hop into the mirror, and so if he wants to escape, really it's a mirror / any surface that reflects. Anything. Yeah,
that's what it was in the TV show. I
yep.
think.
So this is early,
and his mirrors can also help him fly.
Oh yeah, They can do everything. Well, that's apparently like, the ones that he's got that are reflecting the sunlight down to melt the bubblegum wall of the bank. Because look at that, dude.
Again, like, no, it's not one of those things that, why do the cops allow all these mirrors on these buildings? Like,
I know, right? There's just a bunch of mirrors on the building. It's all like,
did they not see him put it up?
They're like, okay, we've got a bad guy that's name is Mirror Master. And coincidentally, there are a bunch of mirrors all around the city.
You know what it is? As long as he gets the proper permits, they can't do anything about
it. You got a point there. Good job, Gregor.
Here, look, see, Section 8, you know, paragraph C says
that. I love it. I do want to point out the cop down there that killed JFK with the magic bullet.
Oh, the curving?
Yep.
The bullets are all, like, going out and in. Like,
What's that movie called?
Wanted.
Wanted?
Yeah. Wanted.
James McAvoy over here.
Here's where it got started.
Isn't that the one where Charles Xavier and Laura Croft get together?
Yep.
Yeah.
With, Nick Fury's in there, too, running around.
I think so.
No, not Nick Fury.
No, that's...
Lucius Fox. Sorry.
Nelson Mandela.
No, stop it. So as Mirror Master rushes off or flies off away
with his mirror,
so there's two things I want to point out. We've got this news camera and camera crew that just happened to be driving by and sees the cops doing this with Mirror Master. Yeah. Lucky coincidence, which apparently happens a lot in Central City because it happens again later on. But we also have Mirror Master flying off, the cops shooting after him.
But they're shooting in two different directions.
Well, that, but apparently they only know how to aim at the mirror and not at him.
Right?
Well, I mean, they got distracted by that glorious hindquarters.
don't you think they want to, you know, shoot that ass? Fire warning shot into his bulbous ass.
There we go. We get a
special
a bulletin.
Now we get the news announcement, correct?
We get, the news guy is there, and then he gets interrupted by another, the bulletin, talking about the bombshell announcement about Flash being on trial for second-degree murder now. And that, right at the same time, we've got Trickster, who happens to pop in front of the TV and sees it, and now he's super pissed because the Flash is supposed to be dead. So he smashes... Naturally, he smashes the TV because that's what you do, I guess, when you're mad.
Well, it's not his TV.
Well, I mean,
that is
tradition.
Fair.
So.
Fair. We go back to the trial, to the courtroom, and we've got Elongated Man on the witness stand right now. And I think he's asked by Cecile, you know, to recall
he's
events.
Their witness.
Yeah, to recall the events of the trial. Or, I'm sorry, of the murder. Well, the death, sorry. And he's like, okay, yeah, I was there. I'm a friend of, you know, the Allen, Barry Allen, and all that. And so I was there and I saw it. And just from the looks of it, there was no other way that the Flash could stop Reverse Flash. Like, he didn't mean to kill him, but things happened.
Yeah, you know? So, it was the heat of the moment.
Yes. And Flash is like, oh, this is great. You know, Ralph, he's doing me a solid. This is amazing. Slater comes up, cross-examines him, and he's like, okay, well, I've got a special little... All
right, first off, I'd like to point out, he says, I've got this gun here. Now, don't worry, folks. It's loaded with a blank cartridge.
Yeah.
But then it still shoots a projectile.
Yes.
Yeah.
I noticed that, too.
And it looks awful a lot like a bullet.
All right, folks, what I want you to know is I'm shooting blanks, but I can still have kids.
Quote, unquote, they say, to see the color of a bullet shot from a gun. He shoots a bullet out of a gun.
Yeah, he shoots a blank bullet that was put in a special, coated in a special color dye. And he's doing this purposely because he wants the elongated man, to be like, all right, tell me what color you see. And so he fires his gun at this cop who's wearing a bulletproof vest. He's got a box for a reason.
To hide the splatter.
Actually.
But see, my thing about it is that Elongated Man just could have called out any random color.
Could have.
Because
but...
he'd have been technically, he had a, what,
All he has to do is call it a color and then be like, I was colorblind.
I don't think blue is on the colorblind spectrum, though.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I know that.
Science.
There we go. Ultimately, what ends up happening is Flash realizes what Slather's doing before...
He's basically proving their eyewitnesses, like, useless. They're saying, like, no one can see exactly what happened because it happened so fast, the naked eye can't see it.
Exactly. Exactly. And that was the whole point. And it makes Ralph's testimony kind of be like, oh, yeah, this is not good.
All over the place.
Yep. So after that, we go back to Big Sur. He is making his way into Central City. He sees this dog catcher, you know, catching the dog, doing his job. But he decides that...
Well, it's really funny, though. If he would have listened to what the dog catcher was saying, though...
Right?
He's like, come on, buddy, let's get you in here where you'll at least have a chance at, you know, having decent meals at, or...
A lot... You'll be able to eat a lot more regularly. And that's when... Because all Big Sur sees is this guy abusing a poor little animal. So he smashes...
Yeah, like, he's, like, really nice. Like, he's like, you may not like being the idea of being cooped up at the pound, but I guarantee you'll eat a lot more regularly. Like, he's like... He's not, like, being malicious about it.
Of course not. But he's just doing his job. Yeah. Big Sur smashes the truck, which releases all the dogs.
Miraculously not hurting a single animal.
Nope. No, of course not.
Hey, he's got that mental thing with the armor, that the armor knows what he wants to do, and he didn't want to hurt any
There
punches.
We go. And then he pops down to the dog catcher and basically threatens him, which is like, again, this guy's just doing his job.
Like, yeah, he picks him up by the collar, threatens him, then throws him to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stay down, bitch.
We have the trickster meeting up with the rogues. I'm curious as to how they all got to the top of this giant building.
Yeah, so apparently all of them have different, like, abilities of, like, they can use different props, but all of them can fly.
So they're meeting up to discuss what to do with Big Sur. They basically are at the point where they're like, well, we're at our last resort. Let's just go to plan C.
We just put our phrase braining in.
Yeah. We'll make it work. We go back to the courthouse, and we've got Slather talking to Fiona Webb. I actually remember her name this time. And he's asking her to recall the events, like you do. And she's like, he was concerned for my safety, maybe a little bit too much. It's almost like he knew that I needed a shoulder to cry on at that moment. Of course, we know why he went, because it's his fiance.
I don't get it.
Got it.
I thought that the Flash and Barry Allen were two different people. Don't look at me like that.
More post-production work!
Slather is doing the whole, like, so you're saying that he didn't have any remorse for killing somebody right at that moment. And she's like, no, you're twisting my words. So Slater's done questioning. So, Cecile hops up and she's like, you know, think back. Is it true that when the Flash was consoling you, it was during the intervening moments before Captain Fry came forward to pronounce Reverse Flash dead on the scene? And she's basically like, so it wasn't that it was a lack of remorse, but a lack of information.
Exactly.
And those were two different things, which honestly is what happened. Because he thought, he even said it himself, he's like, all right, he's down. I'm going to see how Cecile is. And that's when everybody came out, and that's when everybody saw, and that's when we find out he's dead. So we go to, I can't remember this guy's name. This is the private investigator that Flash
hired.
Yeah, hired to look into. Oh, Sid Dither. Sorry.
Yeah, I knew he had some stupid name. I can't think of what it was.
So what we have here is Sid is, you know, he's investigating.
Can we call him Mr. Dithers?
Sure, why not? Mr. Dithers is investigating Cecile, and he ends up at this cemetery. He talks to the caretaker, and asks if he's seen this woman ever, you know, popping around.
And the dude's like, oh, yeah, she come in here all the time.
That sounds very Asian.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I just assume it's more like, Miss Cecil? Well, damnation.
If that's who we were looking for, why didn't you say so?
Sounds so hillbilly. I don't know which is worse now.
He said, he says tarnation. What hillbilly does not say tarnation?
Fair. That's fair.
What my question is, like, okay, Cecile, you know, in comic book, she's freaking hot. She's a redhead with a kicking, you know.
Mm-hmm. And a ever-shrinking clock.
Yeah, yeah. She went from Flava Flav to Pocket Watch.
Yeah.
But anyways, but like this, you know, dude that's at the cemetery all the time is not going to notice this woman walking in and out all the time.
True. Fair. Yes. Yes. That being said, though, like, the reason she's there is to visit the grave of
Jacob Jinglehammer Schmidt.
John Jack O'Malley, which, who names their son John Jack?
Well,
Jack was his nickname because apparently John was too much of a mouthful to say.
You know,
I think, did he have any relationship to Jinglehammer Schmidt?
Yeah, that's what I said. He gets revealed, though, that Jack O'Malley, which I guess everybody called him Jack, he was Cecile's father. We go back to
Big Sur.
Big Sur. Apparently he's at this animal shelter.
Central City Animal Shelter.
Yeah, like he busted through the door, it looks like.
You're not angry for me breaking the door off the hinges?
He didn't damage the door that much. It looks like he just ripped off the hinges a little bit, you know? Like, he's getting a little bit of control of himself.
Well, what probably happened was he was probably trying to be polite and open the door with his hand.
And it all just came off.
Yeah.
But as they say earlier, the armor clearly is able to tell him how much force he needs to exert, which is why he only knocked the Flash unconscious in the privy episode.
Fair. So why did he bust the door down?
Because he's mentally handicapped.
Oh. But the two nurses, guy, I don't know what these guys are.
They'd be the animal control.
Veterinary technicians.
There we go. That sounds professional.
But then,
They're like, yeah, no, that's totally fine. Here, let's go back to the back here. We'll
free all the animals.
Free everybody. And then it gets a panel revealing that the two guys are actually tied up and this is somebody else. I originally thought these were the same nurses from the hospital that that Boomerang and Trickster knocked out when they went to go see Piper.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, I would hate to be those guys.
Yeah, exactly.
We just got a new job and we got our asses handed to us again.
No, they need to make money, so they're working two jobs.
And that could be it too. They keep getting
also look at, I think, Boomerang guy, like, he wears that hat not because it's fashionable, because he has a clown style bald spot.
He looks what is that, Mo from Three Stooges? Yep.
Larry.
Yeah.
So as Big Sur walks in the back, Weather Wizard knocks him out
with his lightning bolt.
Exactly.
But anyways, we got the Trickster, and he's blasting with the mind reader.
Yeah, I don't know why they just didn't do it at the
animal
center.
Maybe they were afraid that they'd be in an enclosed space with him when he woke up.
That's fair.
They probably were just allergic to, you know, cats and dogs.
It's possible.
That could be true. Maybe I didn't see the Trickster in there, so maybe the Trickster does have allergies and he didn't want to be in there.
Trickster was one of the guys that was in the suit.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
They didn't have Claritin back.
They all look the same to me.
That's fair. But ultimately what they're doing is they're
brainwashing him
to kill Flash.
And then once he kills the Flash, he will die, or he'll become a vegetable
himself. Yeah, because it's so much pressure on his head, on his brain, that.
And then it's so whatever. you got all the rogues over here like, oh, such a tragedy. I'm so sad. I'm in agony. You're breaking my heart.
Oh no.
Yeah, they're a bunch of assholes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We go back to the court and they're, you know, adjourning for the weekend. Which is what Cecile wanted, so that they would have the weekend
to talk
over what they're gonna do with
Case. Yeah, because it sounds like she's had like zero prep work with him, like, at all.
Well, yeah, because she doesn't want to be in the same room with him because she hates the ground he literally runs on. Yeah. But she's also, you know, a lawyer. She wants to do her job, and every time that they even plan to get together to talk about the case, either she's like, I don't want to talk to you today, whatever. Or he runs off to go do something.
I fucking hate your face, Flash.
Kinda. It's one of those things where they literally, you're right. They have never had much time to actually prepare. So they're going to try and take the weekend to do that. Unfortunately, as they are walking out of the courthouse, they decide to walk out the back because apparently that's what everybody does to not be seen by the paparazzi. And the paparazzi know this, so normally they go in the back. Whatever. they try to avoid the cameras. But what ends up happening is that Big Sur is there, and he is like, Big Sur hates Flash, and Big Sur gonna kill Flash. And he takes the flail and
smashes Flash in the fucking face. Yep. With this huge ass flail.
And all of these spikes, like just one spike going into his face, like, come on, what the hell?
But don't worry, Flash is okay enough to run like what, 30 miles out of town or some shit like that.
I think it was like 3 miles.
He gets outside of town because what ends up happening is he falls in the grass and we see these boys, so it's close to town.
Yeah, but dude, this shit cracks me up when they pull off his mask and they run in terror, like they're freaked out and they run away.
Yeah, because his face is just smashed up.
Yeah.
Unrecognizable.
Yeah, it says right here, some 8 minutes and 3 miles later in Central City. Okay. So he only gets about 3 miles away.
Okay. Big Sur is following after him, but it's
Big
a Flash.
Big Sur lose Flash.
Yeah, he does, Flash does able is able to get away from him. And like you said, the boys see the Flash, and they were like, okay, we're just going to take the mask off because everybody does that.
Like, my boy, that dude Bobby, he got that creepy smile going on right there.
Well, he's you're not wrong there.
I would run away too if I saw a face like that.
Yeah, like I said, as soon as they take it off, his face is just all smashed in his nose.
I'd have probably poked the bruise before I walked away.
A monster.
is a monster. His nose is
you're a monster
gone.
I'm
practically
not the monster here. You are.
God damn you guys!
Not the gum drop buttons.
We end the issue with Flash just looking terrible.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Kreger, please check out the Wreck My Podcast, where they talk about whatever they feel like talking about. You can find them on all major podcasting apps by searching Wreck My Podcast. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.